Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. When we come to America, we bring our songs and our dances with us. Jacqueline Schwab is the acclaimed pianist for Ken Burns' Civil War, baseball, Mark Twain documentaries, and more. She plays tonight in Brookings, and the program she's bringing is called I Lift My Lamp, Vintage Songs and Dances of Immigrant America. She joins us now from the Janine Basinger Studio at South Dakota State University. Jacqueline, welcome to the program. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Lori.
Tell me how far back your relationship with folk song and folk dancing really goes. When did you sort of fall into this world?
Well, at least my teenage years, my mother loved folk music. There was a lot of love for many kinds of music in my family, classical. My grandmother was a classical pianist. But my mother introduced me to folk music, and I particularly got engaged in international folk music in maybe when I was about 14, 15, or 13. I went to this wonderful festival in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where I grew up, Pittsburgh being the melting pot where there were all these immigrants who came to work the mills, and then also immigrants from around the world who came to the medical school at the University of Pittsburgh, and also to learn. Computers were just being developed at Carnegie Mellon then, or Carnegie Tech then. So I just fell in love with it, partly because I was just so very shy, and going to a folk dance was something that I felt more comfortable with than going to a high school rock dance.
How come, though? Because, a high school rock dance, you could just sort of throw yourself around as a shy person a little bit, or sit and watch. Was it something about,
I suppose so, and yeah. I don't know. I'm sure it was also the music, too, that I loved the music. But also in the folk dance community in America has tended to be a very welcoming community.
Sure.
And of shy people, maybe, but that where you're welcome, you don't have to be a Carnegie Hall musician. You don't have to be the Bolshoi Ballet dancer. You can just walk in and just dance or sing or play, and you're welcome for that as long as you are welcoming to everybody else.
Right. Tell me a little bit about how you made selections for this program. What are you looking for and to present in Brookings tonight?
Well, I'll start off with saying the sort of buyer beware that it's not a catalog of music of all our American immigrants. I have notably left off several continents, but it's starting with music that I play, and in my own life, I'm just really branching out and playing many kinds of music, and I'm sharing them, and it's music that comes out of my personal experience, and so I've. For years and years, and this connected me with my work with Ken Burns, I've played a lot of music from the British Isles and Scotland and Ireland, but I've been branching out and sort of going back to my folk dance roots, and in this concert I'll be playing a Polish piece, a Yiddish piece, and most recently I've been getting into really enjoying exploring music of Latin and South America, which I've long loved, really going back to my high school years, but I've just had the courage to really start exploring it in more depth. And with my work for Ken Burns, I've been playing African-American spirituals. I'm also, since being in South Dakota, I thought I would share, it would be a new one for me, but I've played this at dances for many years, a piece from Sweden and maybe from Norway, too. So it seemed like the right time to do that.
Earlier in our program, we had a conversation with some folks from the Black Hills Powwow, and we really talked about the sacred drumming and the music and the dancing that you would see at an indigenous powwow tribes all across North America, converging in the Black Hills for that. And I'm thinking about these immigrant songs and dances, and as they come and, everybody bumps up with each other here in America once they arrive. How much do they change? What's the role of some of those traditions to the people who are preserving those traditions in their own communities?
That's an excellent question, and it's very complex, I think. And of course, some people might even say that what I'm playing tonight would be appropriation if I'm playing music of a culture that's not mine, although I am sharing music that I've with cultures with I've connected for a long time. But in America, we've long had these traditions of cultures. Well, let me just back up and I'll talk about my personal experiences in Pittsburgh. In my high school, there were people of many cultures, and we didn't always get along. Pittsburgh, you know, it was sometimes scrappy, and we sometimes called each other names. This was back, you know, names that we wouldn't use now. I mean, right. Our culture has moved forward where we understand that that's important to not do that. But and yet, we did get along, and there was something that we got from each other, and things were melded. And then that happened in our country in general. You could talk about that with African American music, that with both religious music and dance music, that songs of the slaves mingled with the songs of their masters, and there's some beauty that has come out of it. It makes it very complicated for the musicologist straightening it all out, mm-hmm. and if you're from a culture and very proud of being from that culture, then you have to decide what. Is there a nugget? Where's the kernel? Where's the purity to the culture? My take on it, though, comes from my training at New England Conservatory, where I was fortunate to be part of a program that was when I was in it in the late 70s, early 80s, was called Third Stream. And it was envisioning the melding of improvised jazz with classical composition techniques, and then when I entered it, they added on music of world cultures. And so our objective as students there was to listen to the music and try to learn about the culture as much as you can, but then to add something of your own to it and then perhaps meld it with another culture. So it was an opposite stance from a musicologist stance. Sure. I think both stances are appropriate in the world. They do seem to be conflicting, but I'll talk about that in the concert and how in with immigrants melding into our culture, not just with music but with food too, and with literature and in every way. And that is in a way what makes us America. And yet, there are times when it's very important for a culture to just have its own identity. And certainly, Native Americans have been pushed back so often by all the rest of us immigrants, I mean, in horrendous ways. And there can be times when it's just very important to say, this is the culture. But this concert tonight is celebrating many cultures, and in a way will be merging of them, and you'll hear a lot of things that are my personal take on it, too. So it's I'm not claiming to present it straight from the source, and I hope that will hope that will open people's hearts, and it's a different stance from then going to a concert where you're presenting a pure form of a culture, which is can be a really beautiful and important thing to do.
I think that's so much of what audiences have come to listen for from you, though, is that interpretation and how you sort of enter a piece and be part of the mood and make it. The people who are going to come tonight are going to want to hear what you have to say musically.
That's good to hear.
I should suspect. The program is called I Lift My Lamp, Vintage Songs and Dances of Immigrant America with Jacqueline Schwab. And it's tonight at 7:30 Lincoln Music Hall at SDSU in Brookings. Tickets are at the door. I think they're just $20 each student.
Yes, and there's Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Students are only 15 and families are in for $40. So an incredible deal there tonight. So, Jacqueline, thank you so much for being here with us today.